All right, here's a question we get asked quite a bit. It's how do I buy properties at auction? And it's really amazingly simple. All you have to do is just show up at the auction. And on this page, if you'd like to go ahead and have your bidder registration materials filled out ahead of time, it'll maybe you to just step up to the table and quickly go through the registration process. We'll just take a quick look at your license to show that you are who you say you are. And you can have your bidder registration form already completed. If you click on that little link for the bidder registration form, you're going to get in a fillable PDF form. Just supply the information. It's not very difficult to fill out. You have two options. You can either print the form out, or if you'd like, you can save it to your hard drive and then email it to us as an attachment. We'll already have that information there in a package ready for your arrival. The two other documents that we'll need in order to allow you to participate are the auction terms and conditions. That's just a little document that goes over the conditions of the auction. I'll be stating all of them verbally, stating the terms and conditions of the auction verbally, but we just need to get a signed copy from you acknowledging that the terms and conditions of the auction have been provided to you. And also the real estate agency disclosure. The state of Louisiana will require that we inform you that we are acting as agents for the seller in the transaction, and that's always the case. We serve as agents for the seller in the transaction, and so we will just get your signature on that document acknowledging the fact that we have disclosed to you the fact that we are acting as agents for the seller in the transaction. Now, once we have those three documents, we can get you a bid battle, and you'll be on your way. Some of the other things you may want to bear in mind before showing up, like I said, we typically begin inspection of the property if it's an on-site auction an hour before. There probably will have been an inspection period as well, 10 or 12 days before the actual auction, but you can show up an hour before the auction, get registered, and feel free to kick the tires and take a look at the property. But a few other things to bear in mind before auction day is that, as I've emphasized several times on other pages in this website, the auction purchase agreement that you'll sign if you're the high bidder is not subject to financing. So in the event that you'll need financing to consummate your purchase, it's an excellent idea to go ahead and have that financing lined up because the purchase agreement that you're going to sign is going to specify that it is not subject to financing. In terms of the deposit, all you got to do is just bring a cash or a personal check or a company check. That'll be for 10% of the contract price being the bid price plus the buyer's premium. So, for instance, just using some round numbers here, if a final bid on a property is, say, $50,000, there's a 10% buyer's premium that would be added for a contract price of $55,000. So the amount of the deposit would be $5,500, 10%. And again, that can be in a personal check, company check, or even cash. As I just mentioned, you want to inspect before the auction, whether it be at the inspection period of 10 to 12 days beforehand or at the hour while we're doing registration. Just as the purchase agreement was not subject to financing, it also is not subject to inspection. So when that hammer falls, you need to know, okay, I'm content with what I've bid on, and so in order to do that, you'll want to conduct any kind of inspection, anything of that nature, prior to the auction. You need to also just bear in mind that every auction we do does have a buyer's premium, and we'll have that posted on prominent display, but it's just something you want to factor in as you do in the bidding. And then there's nothing left else but to just relax and enjoy the fun. Like I said, we'll give you a bid paddle, and you'll be on your way to, making a purchase. This covers just about everything you'd need to know as a prospective buyer, but we do get a few other questions, and I'll go ahead and address those now. First of all, our auctions are open to the public, so if you'd like to just come as a spectator, feel free. We openly encourage that, let you learn more about how auctions work, and you do not have to show up and register. If you want to just show up to see the festivities, you're more than welcome to do so. A lot of folk kind of become shocked to find out that a property sold before auction and say, I had no idea I could have made an offer before the auction. And sometimes we just have the straight question, can I make an offer before the auction? The answer is yes. If you make an offer, and it's within that range that we know our client may very well take it, and we're only going to give that one shot. We'll execute a purchase agreement. We'll get your 10% deposit. The thing you need to bear in mind is you're making a bid. You're making a bid just like you were at a live auction. It's going to be subject to the same terms and conditions as if you'd make a bid at a live auction. We're going to get the same 10% deposit that we would have gotten had you made a bid at a live auction. It's the purchase agreement that we'll write up. It's not subject to financing, inspection, appraisal. But if you're serious about acquiring the property, you need to put forth your best offer. Otherwise, a seller's going to say, nah, let's just hold out. You know, we'll have a competitive bidding situation, but the answer to the question, can you make an offer before auction? Yes, you can. Another question that we get asked quite a bit is, I'm not going to be able to be there. Is there any way I can have somebody bid for me? I can have somebody to be my representative? Or is there a way I can do absentee bidding? The answer to both is yes. In all the auctions I've conducted, I've never had an absentee bid. If we do have an absentee bid, we'll just start the bidding at that absentee bid, so it's going to be a one-shot and done. Either you'll get knocked out immediately or you'll be the high bidder, one or the other. Different auctioneers have different ways of handling an absentee bid. Auction sells fast. That's the way we handle it is. We'll begin the bidding at that absentee bid. Like I said, I've never had an absentee bid in the time I've been doing auction. Probably for the reason that it's probably more convenient and more productive to use one of the other two approaches, which is that you can certainly appoint someone else to show up on your behalf and bid on your behalf, and provided they can permit the 10% deposit, we're fine with that. If you do choose to appoint someone to bid on your behalf, we will really need an executed power of attorney, and for your convenience, we've got a little link at the bottom of this page where you can, it's a PDF fillable form. That will enable you to go ahead and execute a formal power of attorney, get it notarized, which authenticates the fact that your representative has the authority to bid on your behalf and to bind you, in the auction contract, and signing their name as your agent. We do also offer the option of live telephone bidding, and that's something that I have had quite a bit of in instances where someone couldn't be present. In order to participate live over the phone, however, we've got to get your registration material beforehand, and we will also get a check from you beforehand. I'll give you the pre-established amount that we would need to get a check from you beforehand along with your registration materials, but yes, we will hook you up live with one of our bid assistants and enable you to participate in the auction in the event you're unable to be there, but again, we're unable to do that unless you have registered with us beforehand and provided a check in the event that you are the successful bidder. So that should definitely answer most any question as a buyer that you would have, and I hope that you found the page useful. We try to make it a very non-intimidating environment because we know we have some first-time folk who show up at any given auction. But that'll give you a little overview of how it works, and we're going to look forward to seeing you at one of our upcoming auctions in the near future and seeing you lift that bid paddle and being on your way to making a purchase that you'll be happy with for many years to come.